If you really knew me, you would know there's a couple of things I really don't like. And one of them I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
The other is talking about some things in my personal life. There came a time that I realized that God's been looking out after me all of these years, even when I didn't know him. There was a time my girlfriend and I were on I-95 coming home from a charity event. We got hit by an 18-wheeler, got knocked off the road, into an embankment and guardrail. My girlfriend was able to get out, but I was pinned in. By the time that rescue and the paramedics, everybody got me out, I realized I only had scratches and bruises. You think that just happened? I don't think so. And then, of course, there was a time that somebody was shooting at me, and I've had a gun put to my head, and yet I am still here. Okay, fast forward to Chattanooga. When I walked into the now world-famous financial seminar at Ruth Chris Steakhouse, the only seat available was by Lolita. Lolita brought me here to Eastwood. And Mary Moore brought me under her wings. We talked, we prayed, we studied. We studied some more. We prayed some more. And not long after that, I was born again and baptized. And I became a member of this church. Now, what's the next thing I was going to say?
You didn't tell me.
Okay, then there was a time after that that I found myself on the floor with a broken hip. And I prayed to God to give me the strength to get to my cell phone. Well, it took a while. It was painful, but God gave me the strength to get there. After that, when I got to the hospital, as they say, with the luck of the draw, I got a fantastic orthopedic surgeon, and my recovery, and no pain, was almost miraculous. Down in Gulf Shores, we were all just sitting around on the pool deck talking, and I thought I heard, "Watch that boy." Okay. Well, that little boy had to be 4, maybe 5 years old. Cute as a bug, big brown eyes. I watched him, all right. I watched him kick off his sandals. I watched him jump into the deep end of the pool, not realizing he didn't have floaties on. When I got to him, he was going down for the third time. And why am I telling you this? Because I think there was a message there. Nobody was paying attention to that little boy, and he needed help because he was drowning. And I think that was what God was trying to tell us. Was he telling me? Was he telling all of us? I think so. Not too long after that, I was sitting on my patio, as they say, minding my own business, when my rocking chair broke, flipped me off, knocked me on the concrete, and I landed on my knees. Well, once again, God was with me. No breaks, no fractures, no tears, no nothing, just really, really badly bruised knees. That would be why you saw me walking like a duck or a penguin. Anyway, my knees are healing. And this may be as good as it gets. But I am okay with that, because I know God has a plan. Now, if Brother Bill would ask me, why are you here? And what are you thankful for? I would have to tell him all of that, plus so much more, we'd still be here next week.
Well, it is, those of you who know Judy well know that it is just a blessing to know her. And yes, she is a little nervous getting up here, because how many of you noticed that her personality was a little subdued from normal? Because normal, like, she's a walking party. The only person I know who's any more like that is Shelley, but she is full of joy, and what's really great about that is that that's a gift that God gave her. She came here, like she said, as a widow, and happened to run into Lolita, who brought her here, and through a series of things, she found Christ. And you were 75 when we baptized you, right? And I remember 3 years after that, she came to me one day and she goes, I'm 3 years old. And now I think she's five. But she told me not too long ago, some of you I know she's shared this with, but she is at peace. And she feels like God has a plan for her. She is grateful for it. She is enjoying her life. And whatever God gives her, she is grateful for. And she's not worried about what happens. That's a great gift. But I wanted to also, one of the reasons that I asked her to share is because it was somebody in this congregation that reached out to her and brought her to a place where she could hear and experience the gospel in a different way than she imagined it was. And in that, she found Christ. And Brad Mum shared a couple of weeks ago here. And afterwards, when we were meeting on, I think it's Thursday morning, he told me, I told him, yeah, I'm thinking about having Judy share. And he goes, oh, well, let me just tell you this. He said, we moved here from California, and we were living in the same apartment complex as Judy was. And we bought a house in Ringgold. And Judy came up and she was talking to us and stuff, and I said, where are you going? She goes, I'm going to the greatest church in the world. And he thought, maybe I ought to check that one out. And then he thought, we moved here to move to Chattanooga. Why am I buying a house in Ringgold? And so they got out of that contract. And of course, as all those things developed, he was telling me at the beginning of that story just how full and rich his life had become and all God had taught him, and just how excited he was to be a part of serving in the youth and seeing what God was doing in youth. And he was telling me at that story, he said, I would have missed all of that if Judy would not have had this joy in the Lord that he saw that made him think, maybe I should at least change my plans a little and check this out. And so I wanted you just to add a little bit of that to the joy that you have, to realize, yeah, God really does have a plan for you. And you don't have to be a youth leader or a pastor or a singer. All you have to do is be a child of God. Isn't that wonderful?